The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It is a sweltering 14 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Dana Hashway. And here are today's headlines. Quebec's law targeting minorities goes to court. A $1 billion battle over health care. And will Ottawa get an A-plus on student loans? Hell has been raised ever since Quebec passed its law on secularism. Minorities have felt targeted by Bill 21, and now parts of the law are being challenged in court. Sarah Hartounian joins us from the Court of Appeal in Montreal. So, Sarah, who's testifying this morning?
So, right now, Donna, there are two lawyers that have spoken representing the complainants. They were mainly addressing a court decision in April 2021 that mostly upheld the controversial religious symbol laws and is being challenged by both the Quebec government and other parties. Among those topics that they were discussing that were struck down were provisions regarding English language school boards and a ban on wearing face coverings for members of the provincial legislature.
So if many people oppose this law, why has it been so difficult to change it?
Well, that's the thing, Donna. Due to a notwithstanding clause used by the Quebec legislature within the Charter of Rights to override charter protections, the bill remains valid. Of course, in certain cases, like the English Montreal School Board, the Bill 21 falls through.
I feel like it doesn't have much of a chance of getting repealed, given that Francophones are less lenient when it comes to other religions like Islam and Sikhism. And given that our current leader, François Legault, is pro-Francophone.
And what can we expect to come out of this case?
Well, Maître Justine said that just this past year, the bill had a serious and negative impact on all the people who wore religious symbols. Religious minorities feel increasingly less safe since the bill was enacted, even though Maître Barral stated that democracy is in symbiosis with the needs and the rights of the public. If the law ends up in the Supreme Court of Canada, the federal government is ready to step up to the plate and challenge it legally.
Thanks, Sarah. That's Sarah Hartounian live from the Quebec Court of Appeal. A man is in critical condition after being stabbed in Chinatown last night. Police were called just before 10 p.m. to the corner of Clark and De La Gauchetière streets, where a reported altercation had taken place. All suspects fled the scene, but police located one, a 31-year-old man who was brought in to questioning. Only a few hours later, another stabbing in Outremont left the 19-year-old victim dead shortly after arriving in hospital. The teen's death brings Montreal's homicide count to 33 this year. It may shock no one to find out that healthcare funding from the federal government keeps declining. For the next 2 days, there will be talks on how the federal government could help provinces and territories get back on the healthcare track. Here's Erica Tremblay with the report. So, Erica, the two sides are far apart going into this.
Yes, they are. And the meeting couldn't go anyway. Ever since the pandemic, the healthcare system across Canada has been declining. Ministers are not really sure that the federal government is ready for a serious conversation, but they will sit down and talk about the main issue in the healthcare system in Canada. They keep taking away their funding, leaving the provinces and territories to pay more to keep their hospitals open.
There is one thing that can change provincial premiers' minds, and that's money.
What's the government doing to bring awareness to the crisis?
Across every media, as I've appeared to showcase the fact that healthcare workers are missing across Canada, with a high number of cases and staffing shortages, the healthcare system is strained and in need of help.
Dr. Purceau to emergency. Paging Dr. Purceau. Dr. Purceau, please call extension 385.
They are showcasing the fact that life could be at risk if nothing is done. Trudeau also promised to boost health transfer to provinces after the pandemic is over, and yet nothing has been done so far.
Provinces and territories are doing their part, but we need the federal government to restore funding now, to keep our systems strong.
We can expect them to talk about how Ottawa needs to take more responsibility regarding the healthcare crisis in the country. They will probably talk about the fact that provinces struggle to meet demands in the healthcare system. To be able to respond to the high demands right now, they need more funding from the federal government. The five broad topics that are expected to be talked about are healthcare workers, access to family health services, long-term care and home care, mental health and addiction, and health data and virtual care.
All right, thank you, Erica. Caregivers across the country are underpaid, overworked, and fed up. A new study tells us that only half of caregivers actually stay in the industry for more than 5 years due to burnout. Oliver Eng has the story.
Arjiro Parsafas is a personal caregiver. Having taken care of both her parents, Parsafas knows the difficulties of access and quality care all too well.
Yes, there is a lack of staff. Nobody really gets a one-on-one unless you're really incapacitated, sort of catatonic.
In Quebec, 1.5 million people are considered caregivers. Canada-wide, this number means a quarter of all citizens. James Gennaro is the policy director at Canada's Caregiving Association and believes the governments need to pay more attention as more people become caregivers.
The situation is still dire in Quebec. Caregivers are still at their breaking point. They need more support. They need more financial support. We need a dramatic increase in the services that are available for caregivers.
Gennaro says being able to take a week, the weekend, even 2 to 3 hours off to go wind down can greatly improve the caregiver situation in the province. Oliver Ng, Concordia News.
Hold on to your Opus cards because the new reserved bus lanes in the Pinneuf Boulevard are opening today. It's been a long time coming, over a decade actually, since the project was announced. $472 million were spent on the express lane. It extends for 11 kilometers from Laval to Pinneuf Metro Station. But here's the catch. The buses will still have to take detours for now thanks to some lingering roadwork. Student loans are a burden on many Canadians. Now, the federal government is taking some weight off their shoulders. That's right, no more interest for these loans. Lana Brady has looked into this. So, Lana, why has the government decided to do this now?
So finances can be a lot of added stress for people with students' loans on top of school and other responsibilities. Based on 2019 data, over 1.8 million Canadians owe the government student loans, and it totals up to $21 million. So as of April 1st, 2023, the federal government has announced that there will be no more interest on federal student loans. So removing interest can take some of the stress off of students for them to really focus on their studies. This is what Omar Al-Ghabra, the Ministry of Transportation, had to say today.
An average student loan borrower will save hundreds of dollars per year as a result of their loan being interest-free.
So, Lana, how are the students feeling about this?
Yeah, so this is definitely a weight lifted off of their shoulders, especially with high cost of living nowadays. And with so much stress on students, taking the off the interest has definitely helped. I spoke with Kessie Simby, a pre-law student at Carleton University, and she also plans on going to law school after her undergraduate, which will add even more student loans. So she's really happy with this decision.
Definitely a relief because I won't have to pay back as much as I took out. So that's definitely a good thing for me myself, because I do have another degree after this.
And what about provincial student loans? Any effect on those?
So unfortunately, only the federal student loans will be eliminated as of now. There has been no information if the provinces will be following in the federal footsteps.
Well, that's a shame. Thank you very much, Lana. The playoff curse is finally over for the Alouettes. They haven't managed to win a single playoff game in the last 8 years, but that changed last night when they defeated the Hamilton Tiger Cats 28-17. Their win is even sweeter considering Montreal had also lost the last 7 games they played against Hamilton. The Alouettes will face off against division champions Toronto Argonauts next Sunday. If they win that one, it's on to the Grey Cup for them. Are you feeling as weird as I am about the warm weather lately? Well, no worries. This week will be colder than the last, with a low of -1 tomorrow. Temperatures are peaking at 16 degrees today and Thursday, and we won't be having any clouds or rain until the weekend. And make sure you wake up bright and early tomorrow morning because there's a lunar eclipse starting at 5:16 a.m. Our clear skies will be perfect for viewing the blood moon. Just careful not to spill your coffee on your telescope. That's your news to 11:25. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Dana Heschman.